is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Authorities are looking for a man who they say shot and killed a security guard in Houston's East End last night. Multiple outlets report that the guard worked at Connie's Seafood Market restaurant and was trying to break up an altercation that occurred outside of the building. The guard was taken to the hospital. That's where he died. It's unclear at this time if the suspect was a customer at the restaurant. Meanwhile, a woman is dead after getting shot aboard a Metro bus in the West Chase area yesterday. Our Tom Perumian joins me live now. Tom, what happened there? And I understand they're still trying to find the shooter, correct?
That is correct. Shots rang out aboard that bus around 2:30 in the afternoon Wednesday near the intersection of Walnut Bend Lane and Richmond Avenue. Police say the shooter missed his initial target and shot the female in the head. She was transported to a hospital where she later died. Witnesses described the shooter as being between 17 and 20 years of age. Police later reported that a man arrived at a hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound. Authorities believe he may have been the intended target. An immediate search of a nearby apartment complex the fleeing shooter ran toward proved unsuccessful for police in tracking down that suspect. Matt?
All right. Hundreds of Harris County residents packed a two-hour-long town hall meeting in Herman Park yesterday about a proposed eminent domain project that would take nearly 9 acres of parkland. Our Sarah Gruno says it was one of many town hall meetings about the plan, but the first hosted by the Parks Conservancy organization.
The CEO of Harris County's public health system and the leader of the Parks Conservancy presented different outlooks on the project to expand Bentall, one of Harris County's only level one trauma facilities. While the project is said to alleviate crowding issues inside the hospital, Kara Lambright, the CEO of